After Tuesday night's victory speeches, Rick Santorum brought his message of faith, family, and freedom to McKinney. In a chapel filled with pastors and more than 200 evangelicals, Santorum talked about the role faith plays in his political life.
I can't and I won't check my faith at the door because it motivates me to do things that I believe are best for our country. It motivates me to stand up for those who are the most vulnerable. It motivates me to stand up not just for the unborn child, but for that working guy who doesn't have the kind of job that can support his family.
The Catholic father of seven, a former U.S. senator, recounted events that led to his becoming one of the most outspoken abortion critics in Congress. He talked about leading a fight against partial birth abortion and a son they chose to deliver, even though he died shortly after birth. His voice quivered, and some listeners seemed tearful as Santorum talked about his 3-year-old daughter, Bella, who has a rare genetic disease. Santorum said doctors did not expect her to survive.
They told us that she wasn't going to live, and they told us, don't do anything. Why bother? She'll never be able to do anything. And an amazing thing happened. She didn't die.
Santorum also let loose on another red-hot social issue, gay marriage, and this week's federal court decision to overturn a California law that bans same-sex marriage.
What we're seeing here is evidence all over the place of the intolerance of the secular left. They want their worldview to be imposed without question. And if you question them, you're haters, you're bigots.
Santorum's discussion of personal battles and faith registered with evangelicals like Daryl Cavalier.
I came here uncommitted. I thought it was the most powerful political speech I've ever heard in my life. He has jumped up to the front big time.
Bruce Parks, a pastor from Spring who drove 240 miles, said he now thinks Santorum has a chance at the nomination.
Well, I think we heard more from a father than a politician, and I think that was refreshing.
But Parks admits Santorum has to really jumpstart his fundraising to go the distance against Mitt Romney's big-dollar campaign. After leaving McKinney, Santorum headed to a $250-a-plate luncheon in Dallas, where he hoped to make a down payment. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.